On Wednesday, the 30th of December 2023. Councillor Hawkins would be joining us, but we'll just wait and see if he comes. Could we receive any apologies for absence, please?
We've not received any, no.
Okay, thank you. Do any councillors have any declarations of interest to declare on the items under discussion at this evening's meeting? No? No. Okay, thank you. I'm not aware to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I'm not aware of any urgent business for consideration at this meeting this evening. And we've not received any questions from members of the public either tonight. And we've not received any questions from members of the committee either. The public minutes of the previous meeting on the 9th of November. I propose the approval of the public minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Shrive. We will now go to the vote. All those for the minutes? Yep. All those against? So we'll confirm that vote is carried in the minutes. Oh, any abstentions? Yes, here we are. Quarter 2 Performance Report 2023-24. I now invite James to provide a performance report of the Corporate Plan for Quarter 2. Please note that Appendix 2 and 3 will be considered in the private part of the meeting. So if councillors have any questions or any points to discuss on these sections, please raise them in the private part of the meeting at Item 12.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Yeah, so this is the Quarter 2 Performance Report. So we're looking at the Council's progress towards achieving its corporate plan priorities for 23-24 up to the end of September of this year, along with the latest updates on the leisure contract and the Towns Fund programme as well, as the Chair has alluded to. But really just to focus initially on the corporate plan. Each target has been graded using the usual traffic light style system of ratings, just dependent on the progress of each individual indicator. And if we look at the 121 live targets, this equates to the council being at 94.21% green, just 1.65% amber, and just 4.13% red as at the end of the quarter. And just to provide a bit of further breakdown on that, the tables that you can see on pages 6 and 7 of the main report, they just show a bit of further analysis, including how those percentages break down across the corporate priorities as well as across the various cabinet portfolios. And the small number of red and amber targets that I've mentioned are all detailed in the tables you can see on pages 8 and 9 of the main report. And that's just really there for some narrative to provide the context around the situation with each of those individual indicators. And then there's the following section in the report which details two targets that the owners have proposed to the Cabinet for deletion. It's worth saying, as always, that Appendix 1 does include comprehensive data on all the indicators across the whole corporate plan. So that's a quick summary of the key points in terms of corporate performance. You know, the numbers will suggest that overall the Council continues to be in a very good position once again in terms of its performance. And as I say, the report also provides information on the performance of the leisure operating contract in Section 6 of the report, which is flagging no issues at all and again looks very positive. And also the Towns Fund programme, which is detailed in Section 7, with all four projects either in the design, procurement or delivery phases. So that's the high level of the report as a whole. As I say, across the three strands that's covered in this report, it looks positive in all of those strands. Happy to take any questions or take any questions away.
Thank you, James. Are there any questions for James? No. Councillor Allen.
So, take on board what you said at the beginning, Chair, about discussing items in private, but I've just got a technical question about the deletion of corporate plan targets based on changes in political will. The deletion of
RAD06 commenced construction of the Washington Visitor Centre subject to plan in February 2023. I assume that's 2024. That's been deleted. It suggests that it's because there's some changes to the proposal on the High Street project, but doesn't really explain much further why it's been deleted at all. I suspect I know why it's been deleted, but I'm just sort of a little bit puzzled because the corporate plan was adopted by the council, and whilst I know that we've deleted targets in the past, it does happen. It's not unheard of. I'm not sure deleting targets that have been approved by the council simply because there's a change of heart on a project is entirely the right thing to do. So, I'd like some clarity around that. As I say, deleting targets is fine when we've had stuff like, you know, deliver. The corporate plan target was dependent on a delivery partner that perhaps hasn't. It just hasn't worked out. That's fine. But this seems to be a complete change of heart on the project at all. So, not really sure deleting it was the right way to do it. I think I would have suggested just simply going red on it because we failed to progress something that the council expected to happen. So, I'd like a little bit of context around that, if we could, please.
Tom.
Thank you, Chair. So this was an interdependent target with RAD05, RAD05 being off target, as you can see elsewhere in the report. This is something that's not been I think deleted just because of change of political will, but because it was dependent on the first target going ahead at that point in time. At this stage, I would anticipate seeing a new target around this in next year's corporate plan, but until that wider piece of work is completed and we're unable to specify what specifically that looks like, that's why it's recommended for deletion rather than deferral. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any more questions? Councillor Allen.
I guess the RDO5, I can see that's a bit off target, and that's fine, but that still suggests that there's just changes in how the project D is delivered. Perhaps if we were to question that further, is that a private question on that or not? For example, held back in account of changes post the High Street project, what changes have those been? What changes have happened that mean that it's now not going forward?
Yeah, I can provide a sort of a broad comment on that. It's as a result of the decision taken in September around one particular part of the site and the impact that that has, and the need to consider those other parts of the project in the context of that piece of work, essentially. So it's not deleted as a comment on that particular initiative, but more the need to look at it in the broader context of how the rest of the site is coming or is intended to come forward. That's probably as broad as I can be at this point in the meeting.
What decision in September, sorry?
The council decision on the feasibility study for the Bath House building.
Okay.
Any more questions? Okay. The item 8, scrutiny review programme update. Oh, sorry, Tom. Is he in there? Can't see. Is he joined? Yeah, okay. Councillor Hawkins will be joining any minute now. Item 8, scrutiny review programme update. James, can you provide us with an update, please?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. So just sort of filling in really for Jennifer, who's been supporting the committee leading the review. But I think the purpose of this item really is for two reasons. So firstly, to provide an update on where we are in terms of the ongoing review the committee is undertaking into this principle around a cooperative management of the Burton Market Hall, and of course also to agree any next steps. So it might also be worth, as part of this discussion as well today, considering what we do next following completion of that current review. But kicking off with the co-op management of the Market Hall review then. So the process started, as you know, with the collation of the scoping paper, and then as a group we started to undertake the necessary steps to gather the insight we need to, you know, achieve what we want to get from the review. Oh, bear with me, the notes that I have have just disappeared. So we have heard from representatives of the cooperative society, haven't we, in recent meetings as well. who attended to provide information. Council has also received copies of the latest reports regarding the Market Horse, so that includes the December 22 report to Cabinet on future options for the Market Hall, which was prepared by the Market Hall Working Group, and also the September 23 business case options appraisal report as well to Cabinet. I think members have also been provided with the recent condition survey of the Market Hall as well, and a summary of unit rents and service charges, as well as the market budgets as well. And as you know, at the last committee meeting in November, Councillor Paul Walker, as the relevant cabinet member, attended along with the appropriate officers to take questions to help inform this review as well. So in terms of, I suppose, the core information gathering, what's been gathered so far should help provide the basis for the committee to start to make their considerations against most of the questions that were posed in that initial scoping paper for the review. I think also I understand that there's been a query raised within the scoping process around events being held at the Market Hall as well, in the marketplace, other event spaces within the area as well, along with how the outside space is being utilised around the marketplace area as well. So Jennifer, as the research officer, has been looking at gathering that information as well, which she's now got, so we'll share that with everybody as well in terms of that extra piece of sort of data gathering. So I think really at this stage, councillors might want to consider what the next steps are for the review, as I said a moment ago. So perhaps bearing in mind the information we've seen in the previous agenda item around the proposed deletion of the target and the corporate plan in relation to, you know, considering creating a model of cooperative ownership, and also the forthcoming public consultation as well. So I suppose, for example, are we in a position to, you know, convene to start to discuss recommendations off the back of the work done so far? You know, is there value in, you know, waiting to reconsider consultation outcomes, for example, as well? So a couple of things to consider. So that's the first part of this agenda item, really, is to think about what we do with this review as a next step. And secondly, it feels like, you know, one way or another, we're probably going to want to start to think about what else to pick up as the next review. So that's open for suggestions, really. So, you know, lots of opportunity within this within this committee's remit as well, with it being quite a broad remit when you consider the regeneration and development strands as well as part of this remit, as well as the markets, of course. I'm sure, as you know, there's lots of resources that we can use to help us consider that. So, for example, the forward plan, there's the corporate plan as well, and any other thoughts that you might have from your, I suppose, day-to-day business, if you like, of being a ward councillor, so issues that are potentially raised through your resident citizens that you speak to throughout the course of your business. So there are two things, really, that I wanted to highlight to get through today.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for James there? Councillor Locke.
This is going to come across, it's going to sound a bit harsh, but looking at the scoping paper as it currently stands, we can't answer many of those questions based on the data we've already gathered. The excellent data collection we did with the Cooperative Society enabled us to establish what the definitions of a cooperative might be, and we can certainly add that into the report. But other than the discussion we had with the cabinet member, where we discovered that actually the idea behind a cooperative wasn't the perhaps the more extreme examples the Cooperative Society were giving in terms of how a co-op runs, I'm not sure what we can achieve with this review. I'm wondering whether we rescope it just to define cooperatives, or whether we want to continue and try to answer questions 1 through 6, because at the moment, unless we do undertake data collection, we can't answer some of those. And I know there's been discussion before that there's already public data collection ongoing, about to happen, but I don't think it's going to answer the questions that we've set. So I think at this point we have to look to you, Councillor Smith, as chair, to work out, well, what's the best way forward here. Do we rescope it, or do we go ahead with the original scoping? I look forward to your thoughts on that.
Well, I think because we looked at the cooperative model, and when we had the people in to discuss it, that maybe we should rescope a little bit on that, because we can't answer those questions like you said. What do any of the other councillors think about that?
it seems sensible to scope this time. So, you know, we've got the the deletion of the corporate target. Until consultation goes out, I think it would be sometime in February. It's suggested. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with rescoping now, and continuing our good work.
Yeah. What do we all think about that? Feel that we should just rescope a little bit on that? Yeah.
I suppose then, rescope it, like, what would that look like?
Yeah.
Once we rescope it, I suppose that's a big question,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's just the definition, I think.
So what questions would you like to look at if we did change that a little bit?
If I may, I think it's a question of where we close it off at the current state it's in and move to a new area of scrutiny consideration, unless there's something there that someone wants to say we should do. I did suggest in the previous meeting that we do a survey of existing and previous stallholders to find out what their thoughts were on the way the market hall was run, because if we are going to reboot it, to reinvent it, if we have made errors or missteps, we don't want to make them again. We want to learn from the experience. So I think that is one potential area of data collection that could still be done. But whether you want to do it as part of this review or as part of a separate review, I don't mind.
Yeah, I feel that would be a good thing to do, to speak to stallholders and see what they say and see their feedback on what was good and what isn't good. I think that would be a good thing to look at. Yeah.
So I suppose just for mine and Jennifer's benefit then, so are we in agreement as a committee that we want to sort of continue with this review of the management of the market hall, but have a conversation around how that is rescoped?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does everybody agree with that?
Okay. So I think in terms of next steps then, it might be worth convening the group as a working group, if you like. We've done it before, haven't we? Have a Zoom session, informal Zoom session, to really understand exactly what wants to be investigated and look at doing that refinement piece and taking that forward. So we can look at doing that perhaps early in the new year.
Yeah.
And then I suppose the...
When that's repurposed to, say, like, just a kind of, it seems like a data gathering kind of scope to then submit to Cabinet. I'd say that we can do our own kind of consultations for those previous market stalls.
I think in a blunt answer, I would suggest we would have to be very careful as to how we don't want to cause any impact to the consultation, the more broad consultation that will be happening, which will obviously bring in a wide range of different stakeholders. So we might have to think carefully as to what the best way of doing that is. But that's perhaps a conversation to have as part of that next steps consideration, really, because what exactly are we wanting to ask? Who are we wanting to ask? Is it just stallholders? There's a conversation to have there, isn't there?
Yeah. And maybe people who use the market as well and see what they like to be in there.
But we'd have to be careful as to... I think this came up as in one of these previous committees, if I understand correctly, around doing a form of consultation of that. Of our own as a scrutiny group, and that was one of the things that we will have to think carefully about, is how we do that.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind there will be another consultation happening, and people will be very confused as to what they're being asked when there's two strands happening at the same time. So, a more broad consultation might be something to step back from, potentially, just as an initial thought. With the traders might be a slightly different situation, but that's just me thinking out loud, really, at this stage. It's something that we probably need to really understand.
Sorry about that. Councillor Lott.
I think James made a very good point there about us not stepping on the toes of the consultation, which will probably talk to the public. So if we're focusing in on the stallholders who wouldn't necessarily, their opinions wouldn't come out in the consultation that's going to happen, that's probably a good way forward. I think there's probably one other area that we could potentially salvage from the original review scope, and that's looking at the event locations that are available in the area to determine if there is a need for more event space. Because it doesn't have to be a traditional market, it doesn't have to be a food market, it can be a combination of things. It's already partially an event space. I think it would be relatively easy for us to do a bit of desk study to determine, well, what bookable event space of different capacities is available in the area, and is the need for more? Have we got too much? That will give us an idea what direction the market hall should potentially go in with regards to its event space capability.
Yeah, so just on that, that's something that Jennifer has started to do as part of the work that I alluded to in my presentation a moment ago, that some of that desktop study has started to happen to look at what other comparable event spaces there are. So, you know, I think the brewery centre have, or the brewery have some sort of, I forget, but Burton Albion for one. There's a few others around, isn't there? So she started to do some desktop study. It's what scale as well of event. Are you talking about small, you know, rooms above a pub or a, you know, something that's a bit more comparable? So that's something that's been started. That's something we will share, as I say, as part of the sort of wrap up, if you like, from the ongoing work. And then I suppose coming back to the point that Councillor Lott made a moment ago as well around, you know, if we're thinking about consultations and conversations with people, are we looking at, I suppose, pausing for now, pending the consultation, or is it something we want to do now, you know, in tandem, if you like? And if so, what are we asking? Because previously we were talking about cooperatives. If that's something that's taking a back step, you know, what are we specifically asking the traders about, or the people about?
Maybe we should let the consultation go ahead first and maybe look at the work that comes in from that and scrutinise that and see what's the best way forward for us to look at that.
Yeah, so I suppose we're maybe almost coming full circle, aren't we? But, you know, it's a question around, do we want to almost park this consideration about cooperatives and operating models of the hall to an appropriate time, pending outcomes from consultations, or do we really look at doing something that's perhaps a bit different? Yeah. You know, thinking about the broader remit of the committee that we have across the strands of regeneration development as well as the market hall. So up to the committee really as to what where they want to go with it, what we want to do.
Which way do we want to go, do you think?
I propose that we can pause the idea of the cooperative model, because that's going to be that part. A question about that is going to be in the consultation, and then, you know, we can then look into, you know, the barriers and the factors of the previous market traders, as Councillor Locke suggested. That could be a scrutiny item going forward.
Yeah, I agree with that. Is everybody happy with that? And then we'll go down that route.
So again, just so I'm absolutely clear, we're essentially pausing the current review. We'll scope a different review. Also looking at market, but more focused on
Event space.
Well, is it event spaces or barriers that the traders?
I was interested in event spaces. I was interested in any issues that the existing and previous stallholders could tell us about the way the market halls run.
Okay. So we're pausing the current review, and we'll convene the committee. Informally convene the committee to scope out an alternative.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We go on to the next item. Item 9 now, we're going to public executive decisions. A list of public executive decisions have been circulated with the agenda. Does anyone have any questions on these? Councillor Long.
I have a question on 08923, the Market Hall Consultancy EDR. I have a feeling the answer to my question is going to be that the state of play got overcompressed in the EDR description. But looking at the reason for the EDR, if I can just read out a couple of sentences. The appointment of a consultancy partner follows the completion of the outline business case. This report presented two options for Cabinet to consider, conversion to food hall, change to a community space. That follows through into the actual EDR document itself, but we know that that report did more than suggest that either it be a food hall or a community space. And in fact, most of the discussions I have had in these walls have been around it continuing in a relatively traditional market hall environment. So is that description just wrong? I just want to check that this agency, the Creative Project Limited, haven't been given too limited a scope for the consultation. They are going beyond just those two options, aren't they?
No, they've been given a detailed scope, which is obviously much more than what's shown there. If you give me one second, I can just... Because it also talks in the scope around other options as well. So there might be options that we haven't thought of as yet, in addition to those two options that are in the EDR. So it is a broader scope. Councillor Smith and Councillor Hadley are part of the conversation we've had around what the consultants will be doing. So it is a broader scope. But I can dig out a little bit more detail around that, which we can perhaps share.
That's very reassuring. Thank you, James. I just wanted to check.
Yeah. Any more questions? For that. Nothing. Okay then, so we're going to item 10, date of the next meeting, which is the 27th of March 2024. We have three items to consider in private, so I will now move that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or in the nature of proceedings that time, would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number of the agenda. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hadley. We will now go to the vote. All those for going into the private. Yeah. Any against? And any abstentions? Okay.